From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Israel's prime minister lashed out at U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday, accusing him of a shameful move at the United Nations over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel rejected a resolution that called for all Israeli settlements in Palestinian areas, including East Jerusalem, to stop. That resolution got the green light after the United States abstained in a Security Council vote on Friday. He said the decision taken at the UN yesterday was part of the swan song of the old world biased against Israel. We are entering a new era, and as the U.S. President-elect Trump said yesterday, this is going to happen much quicker than people think. Although the U.S. opposes the settlements in Palestinian areas, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block such resolutions. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas Saturday, with at least 5 people killed west of Aleppo and in other areas around Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes on the town of Atareb west of Aleppo killed 5 people. An activist-based Aleppo media center said 7 people died. Residents and rebels said Russian and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern and western Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. The Syrian army took full control of Aleppo earlier this week, but large portions of the city's suburbs remain under rebel control. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who are never born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged his flock to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully, but must hide in fear and squalor. He said, "Let us also be challenged by the children who today aren't laying in a cot and aren't being caressed by the love of their mother and father, but rather suffer the squalid mangers that devour dignity, hiding underground to escape bombardment, on the pavements of a large city, at the bottom of a boat overladen with immigrants." Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in the materialism and commercialization of Christmas. On Sunday, the Pope will deliver his 4th Christmas message to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Thousands of Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Robert Berger was among those gathered at Manger Square.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
President Barack Obama and his family are spending the Christmas holidays in Hawaii. In his final Christmas message in the White House, the president urged Americans to take the spirit of the holidays through the new year.
Tomorrow, for the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope.
The President and the First Lady urged Americans to support the nation's military and their families, who are often separated at Christmas. And a powerful typhoon is headed for a Christmas Day collision with the central Philippines. Nok 10, or Nina, has intensified into a super typhoon with maximum sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour and gusts up to 215 kilometers per hour. Heavy rainfall, damaging winds, and battering waves are threatening heavily populated areas. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.